So today, Joe Scarborough did a segment where he basically mentioned that everybody is entitled in this country to be an idiot. And he's talking about the people that, for whatever reason, have chosen not to get the vaccine. This whole thing about the vaccine and the rising levels, Florida, a situation where they only have 48% of the population that's been vaccinated. They're seeing a spike in COVID. And this thing is spreading like wildfire, folks. And you've got a governor down there, DeSantis, who is ill-equipped to deal with it, who basically spends 1% of his time telling people to get a vaccine, and the 99% of his time is spent telling people that he doesn't want to go back to a lockdown, he doesn't want to wear a mask. It's like, just focus on getting people the vaccine. I mean, this thing is just getting out of hand. And it, with the variant that we've got, we just learned yesterday that people like myself that have had the Moderna vaccine, I've had the two shots. If I were to get COVID, even though I would be asymptomatic, the viral load in my system would be sufficient enough to give it to somebody who has not been vaccinated, even though I have no symptoms. So I'm going to have to wear a mask, essentially, to help the people that have had no vaccine. Now, I'm willing to do that. I don't mind doing that. But I don't like to hear clowns out there like DeSantis going on about how they're not going to wear a mask and all this kind of jazz. I don't mind wearing a mask to protect the people that haven't had the vaccine. I mean, this is something that we're all going to get through, but it's insane. But here's what Joe Scarborough said this morning, folks. Have a listen to this.
Orders. At this point, a lot of people are getting really pissed off. A lot of people are saying, what's with the unvaccinated? What's with this hyper-individualism that basically says, I have a right to do this, and as Joe Biden said, but no personal responsibility going along with that hyper-individualism, no concern for their country and what's in the best interest of their country, no understanding or recognition of Jesus's words, do unto others that which you would do unto yourself. It's all, I have a right to infect my house, to infect my community, to kill everybody that might just come in inside of me in a closed, tight room. I have that right, and I'm not gonna, that's fine. But at some point, you know what? We gotta say, you can't work for the federal government if you don't have a vaccine. You can't teach school if you don't have a vaccine. You can't work in hospitals.
So the part where he said no concern for their country and what's in the best interest of their country and how they think it's all about, I have a right to infect. But folks, let's just bring this up here. So here's an article. This is on the History Channel. It's been updated July 28th, 2021, and it's entitled When the Supreme Court Ruled a Vaccine Could Be Mandatory. So what happened between 1901 and 1903, Boston and Cambridge, which are pretty close together, had a massive smallpox outbreak and decided to issue compulsory vaccination orders, hoping to get to 90% herd immunity. And although the vaccine order was compulsory with a fine, it wasn't forced. So these people went door to door to try to vaccinate people. Can you imagine how that would go today? My God. I mean, would you go door to door trying to vaccinate people? This must have been insane even back then. So there was a man who fought not getting the vaccine, refused to pay the fine, and took his case all the way to the Supreme Court, who rejected his argument. And folks, they said this. I'll put this up there. And essentially what they're saying that the Supreme Court decision is that people really aren't entitled to be idiots here when the safety of the general public is involved. That decision that they made, the Supreme Court way back then, established a reasonableness test that the government had the authority to pass reasonable laws for the common good. So no, people don't have, they're not entitled to infect other people. They don't have the right to infect other people. They don't have the right to be idiots in that sense. And then Joe went on to talk about how different groups are mandating that their employees actually have the vaccine. And there's this article on NBC. On Wednesday, Google became the first major tech company to announce it will require employees returning to campuses to be vaccinated. Facebook followed with a similar requirement, and Netflix also became the first major studio to require vaccinations for cast on all U.S. productions. And then Governor Andrew Cuomo, who, as we know, is a Democrat, said his state's 130,000 government workers must be vaccinated or face weekly testing. So you know, we're seeing this trend here, folks, where people are kind of getting fed up with it. It's a free vaccine, for God's sakes. I'd go one step further on this. How about this? I'm just going to throw it out there and saying, how much longer until we hear insurance companies complaining about covering people who have elected not to get the shot? I mean, I'm no friend. I don't love insurance companies, just like anybody else. But how much longer do you think they're going to sit there until they say, hey, listen, you know what? If somebody's a smoker, we charge a higher premium. If you're deciding not to get this COVID vaccine and the CDC says that, yes, go out and get it, you're not going to get it, well, you're going to end up paying a higher premium, or worse yet, we're just not going to cover you if you do get COVID. And, I mean, you could see something like that in Medicare, Medicaid, I'm not sure, but how much longer do you think it will be until we start to hear the insurance companies start to squeal on this, until they decide that they're not going to shoulder that risk anymore? Folks, till next time, thanks for tuning in.